Democrats probe missing millions pledged to Trump presidential library. Congressional Democrats are investigating the fate of at least $63 million that private companies pledged to support Donald Trump's planned presidential library after the original nonprofit designated to receive the funds was dissolved. Senators Elizabeth Warren and Richard Blumenthal and Representative Melanie Stansbury sent letters to ABC, Meta, Paramount, and X, seeking details on their settlement agreements and confirmation of where their pledged contributions went. These companies committed millions through legal settlements with Trump following the 2024 election, resolving disputes over social media restrictions and alleged defamation. The Donald J. Trump Presidential Library Fund, Inc., which was supposed to receive some of the money, was dissolved in September for failure to file an annual report, and its lawyer formally closed it 3 months later. A second nonprofit, the Donald J. Trump Presidential Library Foundation, Inc., has reported $50 million in contributions but has not confirmed whether it received the settlement funds, and federal law does not require it to disclose its donors. Neither the foundation nor its trustees responded to inquiries. Democrats allege that the lack of transparency raises corruption concerns, especially given that presidential libraries can accept large, undisclosed donations from entities with business before the government. Trump's Miami-based library is expected to showcase gifts, such as a $400 million Boeing 747-8 from Qatar, and is part of a broader effort to secure high-value real estate for the project. The investigation highlights ongoing Democratic efforts to impose stricter ethics rules on post-presidential fundraising, following their stalled legislation to limit private and foreign contributions. It also signals a broader strategy to scrutinize Trump's financial and corporate dealings, should Democrats regain control of Congress.